This is an introduction to a documentary series in which I will be sharing life-saving information about a disease that can impact anyone's health in the most inconceivable way. What you can learn here may help prevent a loved one from enduring years, if not decades, of a true living hell and the anguish of those witnessing their loved ones wasting away. All this avoidable suffering, because of being misdiagnosed by our most trusted doctors and medical specialists who lack critical knowledge and experience to recognize and accurately test for tick-borne infections. Millions may endure for years this inconceivable living nightmare before help arrives in the form of a proper diagnosis and treatment. The primary goal of this website is to provide critical information and generate awareness about the enormous risk of tick-borne illnesses, primarily Lyme disease and its multiple co-infections. This crippling disease may be lurking as close as our backyards. To comprehend the extent of suffering from untreated Lyme infections, you must devote time to review the videos and information being shared here. Keeping in mind that what you can learn here may help you save a loved one's life, maybe even your own, as this can also happen to you. The purpose of publicly sharing my Lyme experience and that of others is to raise the level of understanding about tick-borne diseases and to help those unsuspecting tick victims that have been infected. Not just infected with the Lyme bacteria, Borrelia, but simultaneously with many other co-infections commonly transmitted by the same infected insects. I, myself, have tested positive for Borrelia, Babesia, Bartonella, and TBRF tick-borne relapsing fever. Lyme disease exists now on all 50 states in the U.S. and the CDC estimates 476,000 new infection cases are diagnosed each year. That number is greatly misleading, as only 10% of reportable Lyme cases are currently captured by CDC surveillance and does not take into consideration any of the other tick-borne diseases and co-infections that can be severe and chronic. Most Lyme disease diagnostic tests are insensitive and unreliable. A negative test result does not mean you don't have Lyme. Considering these facts, it can be estimated that the true number may be closer to 5 million yearly, 12,000 a day, getting infected with tick-borne bacteria in the U.S. Recent study revealed that more than 14% of the world population have or have had Lyme disease. Many are dying due to chronic Lyme complications, and others, in desperation, are even taking their own lives. Having experienced the full Lyme nightmare myself, I am very sympathetic towards them, and saddens me to know that their doctors and loved ones are likely accusing them of being crazy, lazy, weak, depressed, and hypochondriac, as it happened with me. Even more troubling is the fact that most of those infected could remain misdiagnosed for life with psychological illnesses or neurodegenerative diseases for which there is no effective treatment.